Hey, what's happening? This is Aaron with the Aaron Advantage, and I just wanted to come at you today with some tips on things to avoid if you're thinking about making a home purchase. Falling in love before looking. Okay, so I work with a lot of sellers, and I tell them all the time that our first showings are gonna be online. We wanna make sure that it looks as good as possible, but obviously we wanna make sure that we also give a fair and accurate representation of what the home is. Unfortunately, if you're a home buyer, not every single person has that same philosophy, and you may find that they are touching up photos and making them look a lot better than they actually are, and when you walk through the door the first time, when you're already in love, you can be severely disappointed. Relying on online value estimations. So here's a conversation I have with buyers all the time. They're talking about the value that they saw on the home on some form of AVM or automated valuation model. Whether that's the Zestimate or some other online tool, a lot of times that number has absolutely nothing to do with the actual market value of the property. They're utilizing algorithms that don't take into consideration all of the accurate market facts that need to be considered when valuing a home. So make sure you have a trusted professional that you can talk to find out if the home you're looking at is actually worth the price. No kids, schools don't matter. Here's another myth that a lot of people take into consideration, which is, I don't have kids, who cares what the schools are in the neighborhood that I'm looking at? It's not always necessarily gonna be an accurate fact, because when you go to resell the house in the future, those schools could have an impact on the future value of that property. Make sure you're paying attention to that information, even if it doesn't impact you right now, because down the line, you may wanna know exactly what you're gonna be dealing with for somebody else who comes and look at your house. If it's not my dream home, I'm not looking. I'm working with several buyers right now that I tell them, hey, guess what? We are in a limited inventory market. You can't be as picky as you could in the past. You just don't have that many choices available in the market at this time. I'm gonna cast as wide a net as possible to give you as many options to check as many boxes as we can, but give me a list of your absolute needs and then we'll focus on the wants. HOAs don't matter. So this isn't typically one that I come across too often, because most of the neighborhoods that we have around here have HOAs that people already kind of know what to expect when they're getting into them. But if you're a first-time home buyer and you've never had a homeowners association before, you may not want to get into something that you don't realize all of the restrictions and all the covenants that they have in place that can restrict the way that you use your property. The neighborhood where I live has plenty of restrictions on what we can even put in our yards or how we can construct any additional structures. So make sure you know what you're getting into, not only on the cost, but on the restrictions before you buy a house. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. I hope you enjoyed this information on tips to avoid when you're looking for a home. As always, there's a link to the article in the show description, so make sure and check that out. If you have any additional tips on things that you should avoid when you're looking for a home, be sure to tweet them at me at Aaron Advantage.